I'm Maddie McLaughlin, and I play guitar in the soft pack.
My name's Matt Lampkin. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Brian Hill. I play drums.
I'm David Lanceman. I play bass.
When you look up this band, you read the same articles in the New York Times and everywhere else, and there's no other way to twist this, but same band, different name. So what I'd like to do is straighten out all of this. This is your rare opportunity where somebody's not writing about you, and you have the rare opportunity to tell the story of this band from the beginning without anybody interrupting you, without anybody pissing you off.
The band started in San Diego. Matt Lampkin and I started the band. We played our first show January of 2007. We pieced together a lineup for that show and for the next year. And then in January of 08, Brian and David joined, and we went on our first West Coast tour, and it really became like a band then.
Addressing, I guess, the same band, different name thing. We started out, Maddie and I, as the Muslims. We thought it was a catchy name, and we didn't think we would play more than one show that we had booked, or two shows I think we had booked. So, you know, we were playing along, and it was good, and it was fun, going well, getting better and getting better, going through members all the time, because no one wanted to be in our band for the first year, and no one liked playing in our band. And everyone had their own bands, yada, yada, yada. These guys join January. Maddie said that. We do our first tour. We go to South by Southwest. We do a tour with the Night Marchers. This all happens over the course of 4 months. We put out our first EP there and a couple 7-inches. And then, like, obviously, to address the name thing again, we all decided that it was a little bit too much of a hassle to have that name. We never were trying to make any statement or anything like that. We never really cared to hold up any image that it may have given us or whatever. We just got tired of it, and it became, you know, just a pain in the ass, so we changed it. Plus, we kind of, the Muslims was kind of old songs that Maddie and I wrote back in the day for, you know, like I said, 2 years ago. And we're, you know, moving on, writing new songs with all four of us, you know, playing a key role in the songwriting and you know, in every part of the band. So we thought it'd be cool to start legitimate with a new name and kind of, you know, everyone firing on all cylinders.
So in between the Muslims and Soft Pack, tell me about the brainstorming of all the names you thought of for the band and how you got there.
We had Spray for a while.
Spray?
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
I liked Plastic Fruit, but I'm sure that's been done or something like that. I can't think of any others. Body Surfer was one I came up with that no one liked. Grass Surfer. Log Voucher.
Log Voucher?
That was my
Log Voucher?
Yeah.
You're off to a pretty damn good start. You're already touring with some pretty hefty acts. I mean, the Ravionettes, the Black Lips. This is not a bad way to go as an opening act, is it?
We did a lot, quite a bit, all on our own, actually, for a while. Got basically the label that we just signed to, Kamado, that was all before we had anyone really working with us or anything. I mean, it was like a friend of a friend who just had his... A friend of ours is friends with one of the employees of Kamado's sisters, and it was just like kind of an awkward, convoluted thing, and then they were in town, and they came to one of our shows, I think to see the band that was playing after us, and they were like, oh, you guys are great. So it was kind of like that. We, you know, recently have kind of... We're talking to some labels and stuff like that before we decided to go with Kamado, who kind of set us up with some of their bands, and that's kind of been it so far. We're working on the record right now. We've got a couple tours coming up in a few months. I think in March we start.
Yeah, after Texas.
After South by Southwest. So, you know, up until then we'll be recording and writing and stuff like that for the next month or so. Then we'll take a break after that tour and then do another one, play some festivals over in Europe.
So you notice I didn't ask you the influences question, but we do a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs is the bread and other songs by other artists in between.